To Charles Ward.
Kenroya, on behalf of the 100% Redress Party, I'd like to voice my strong support for the Raise a Roof campaign. We need to call the housing and homelessness crisis for what it is. It's a national emergency. This is a national emergency that requires a national emergency response minister. The crisis has been going on for over a decade now. Over 10 years, the lack of housing, rising rents, crumbling homes and increased homelessness. House prices have risen by more than 130% in this time. Rents have risen by more than 80%. We're seeing record-breaking homelessness month after month. What kind of country are we living in where tens of thousands of people living in here do not have a place to sleep at night or call their home? It's an absolute disgrace. Over 4,500 children are living in emergency accommodation right now as we speak. That's thousands of children across the country who are growing up and spending their early and most informative years in hotel rooms and crowded living areas. Many of these children don't have access to a proper nutritional diet or a proper space to play. How can we be expected to grow and develop in these conditions? What do we hope to give them a fulfilling childhood when they're stuck in hotel rooms from age 5 to age 13? According to the census, 2022, the largest age group amongst the homeless population were infants to four-year-olds. That's 11.4% of the total homeless population. This is devastating, and it contradicts what many of us think homelessness looks like and who it impacts. Homelessness has been shown to be have a negative effect on children's developments, their participation in education, and their run in life as they grow older. The number of children impacted is rising every year. The number of people experiencing homelessness. Many families have been impacted due to the defective concrete crisis. It's clear that these figures, the government is failing. The only time in the last decade that we've seen a drop in the monthly homelessness figures was during the COVID lockdown measures. The government needs to change tack and take action. We need an emergency COVID-level response and intervention in this crisis, and we need it now.